Tyler in Michigan, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Tyler, your question for Tim.
Hey, guys. First of all, thanks for all that you guys do over there at Catholic Answers. I love it.
All right.
I wanted to ask a question because I've come to a belief that I kind of don't understand. Now, someone has told me or I've heard that, you know, God is all things or God is unlimited.
Yes.
Meaning he's good and bad and all things. Now, would it be that brought me to the question to myself to say, is it contradicting to say that God is unlimited, but then to define him and say he is all love and then, like, the absence of him is, you know, is the badness? You know, how do I don't really know how to clarify that or to recognize that.
Great question, Tyler. Some folks have a difficult time with using that term unlimited and then say, but God is not this or that, right? But I think what we have to do, Tyler, is understand it's because God is pure being, right? He is infinite, absolute being and goodness. That's why he can't be evil. Right? Because if he was evil, now we have to define terms. Evil is, by definition, the lack of some perfection that ought to be in a given nature or being. Right? So, you know, you could leave it at nature because that includes being. So, again, evil is the lack of some perfection that ought to be in a given nature. Right? God has no lack. If he does, he would not be pure being. He would not be God. In other words, I'll use another Thomistic term here, the idea of potency. If there's potency in something, it's not God. Potency means there's a lack. There is a potential. Like, I have the potential to get up out of this chair and move over there. Well, God can't do that. What? What do you mean God can't do that? No, he can't go from here to there. Now, of course, accepting the incarnation, and in a qualified sense, because God did acquire human nature, and that human nature has as its subject the divine person, so then we could say that in a qualified sense. But God, in the divine nature, he cannot move from here to there. Why? Because he's already there. Right? He can't come to know something. Why? Because he already knows it. That's what it means to be God, to have all perfection, to be pure being, to be what philosophers call pure actuality. There's no potency in him. So that's where we can say then that saying he's not evil is not limiting to God. It would be limiting to say that he did evil, because then he would be something less than he is. So the key, Tyler, is to get at that first most important question of who God is. Once you get there, he's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, right? All perfection, pure being, no potency whatsoever. Then you got it, because then you can understand why he can't lie. Right, as Numbers chapter 23, I think that's right around verse 19, says God is not a man that he should lie. That's why James chapter 1 verse 17 says in God there is no variation nor the slightest shadow due to change. I love that. There's not even the slightest shadow of it due to change. Why? Because he's pure and infinite being. Does that get you started there, Tyler?
Yeah, it does. It definitely leads me to more questions.
You got one more? How about one more?
Well, so of you know, defining God or recognizing who God is.
Yes.
You know, this thing that brought me to this question is the fact that God does not know himself, and so he created in order to know himself. I don't know exactly, you know, what that means entirely. I'm still trying to understand.
Okay, well, Tyler, that's absolutely false. Because if God doesn't know himself, what does that say about God? He's not God. Because then there's something he does not know. That would mean he is in potency to something. And so he's not God. He's not pure being. He's not pure actuality. There would be something that had to move him into being, right? Because he's not infinite being, all right? So the bottom line is once you get that first principle down, that God is pure being, he's omniscient, omnipresent, it would be absurd to say, right, that God doesn't know who he is and he needs to create in order to learn who he is. Because then you could go this route as well. Not only is that absurd, because then God would not be God because there's something he doesn't know, but if there's something outside of himself that moves him from potency to actuality, he's not God either, right? Because then he's no longer pure act. He is pure actuality. That's why there's nothing we can do to add anything to God, right? Because God is pure actuality. In fact, he causes me. I don't cause him. Does that make sense, Tyler?
Yes, it does.
Thanks, right. Tyler. Thanks very much.
I appreciate it.